Did you ever go up in the attic or down in the basement and find a really old piece of furniture and think, I could use this? Well, here's someone who can relate.
If you take an old furniture from 1733, an old antique that was covered for years and years and years, and you want to put it back in a living room, you'll have to probably fix it. There are cracks. You'll have to glue again. You'll have to take the dust away. At the end of the day, it's a piece of wood.
That's Amit Pelid. And the piece of wood he's talking about is a centuries-old cello, once owned by his idol, the late great cellist Pablo Casals. As a child, Amit listened to Casals' music on cassette again and again. And as he told us on yesterday's program, the late maestro's wife loaned him Casals' cello after some probing interviews. We wanted to hear more today about what it was like to first take that cello out of the case.
Your dream is, okay, I'll take this cello and I'll put the bow and it will sound like the most amazing cello I remember from that tape cassette from my childhood. But I took it out, and it was like an old man saying to me, why are you bothering me? Let me keep sleeping. Well, what are you doing? And I could smell his pipe. Casals would teach with his pipe on, and the ashes would fall into the cello. He wouldn't care. He loved the cello, but he would just, full of ashes, and you know people who smoke pipe, you smell the pipe through them all the time.
Yeah.
And I could smell that. The cello was alive in that sense, but was dead musically.
After some restoration, it is now alive, and he played it for us in our studios. And Amit will play this cello again tonight at Baltimore's Peabody Institute, where he teaches. He'll be performing the same set of music that Casals himself performed at Peabody on this very day 100 years ago.
And I like to call it, it's like a good meal, starting with the aperitif, which is a Handel sonata, then comes a big steak, which in this case is a Bach suite. And then, second half, it's all desserts.
These will be some more fun pieces that he played.
Fun pieces, yeah. That's exactly the word. Short pieces, fun, short poetry. Who goes to a restaurant and eats three steaks and then feel good?
I love the metaphor. So
yeah,
you are making a cello recital cool again.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Amita, I don't know, do we say break a leg for a cello recital?
You can say break a leg.
Break a leg.
I just hope to stay alive after this recital. It's a little bit of pressure.
Well, thank you for coming in and chatting with us.
My pleasure.
That's Amit Pelid playing on the cello that belonged to his idol, Pablo Casals.